and welcome back to the U Up Podcast Sunday Special. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's going on? We love a Sunday special, don't we?
Love a Sunday special. This is the podcast for 2022 for getting people through it. These are the perfect episodes, like we always say, to send to someone who could use a little bit of Jared and Jordana's advice. And I'm speaking about myself in the third person.
Listen, that's we've gone full douchebag in 2022. We are third person. Jared and Jordana are going to give you the advice you need. These are the perfect ones to share. And here's the thing. If you hear something on this show that you've talked about with a friend that's going through this, what better gift than to send it to them and be like, hey, I won't give my opinion, because they're not going to listen to you. Your friends don't listen to you.
You don't know what you're doing.
You don't know what you're doing. They and also, you know them too well. So they make assumptions about you for why you can't make assumptions about them. That's how it works. Friend gives you advice. You go, yeah, well, you fucking, your life sucks. Fuck you. You know, if we say it, third party, we don't have any skin in the game. We don't give a shit about your friends. So send them this podcast. Send it to the group chat. Make it your Instagram story. Share, share, share. That's what you got to do. Well, remember my song from the end of last episode? Share, share, yes. Share. Share the pod. What's going on? We have a Jordana right now is wearing the crew neck U Up sweatshirt. It is perfect for the winter time. If you're not wearing it, you're wrong. Where do they get it?
Super comfy. Go to shopbetches.com under the U Up section. It's the first thing there. Great sweatshirt, super comfortable. I've gotten some DMs that you guys are living in it this winter. I am joining you. So if you see me on the street, just go like with a little wave, because we're both wearing the same thing. It's going to be great.
Give a little U. Give a U with your hand.
The U, yeah. Fucking Mike thinks Miami's the U, but the U is actually for you. We're the U, yeah.
Yeah.
Forget that. I also, every time they do that thing, I'm always like, this doesn't make any sense. Every college is the U. It doesn't make any sense to me. Every time he does it, I say it's dumb and he doesn't agree.
I mean, this is why Jordana's marriage will be crumbling. She can't get over the U. I agree. They took it over. It was cool. There was a heyday for University of Miami where the U meant something, and that is now less and less because the football isn't as good there. But they're trying to. You know, they try. I mean that's
a good. That's a good fact to have in my back pocket for starting a fight. Love
it. I mean, Mike and I have now gotten a divorce from that comment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, the U, and they put up the two hands like a Bullwinkle.
So this is from when they were good at football, and now they're not.
Yeah,
good to know.
I would say there were some years where the whole team was basically paid off to be there, I think, and they were like, there's a Miami football year, I think 99, where every player on the roster was an NFL player. Like, legit, like, the backups like, everyone. And they were, like, so good. They're fun to watch. Just unbelievable.
That was 20 years ago.
It's a long time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where the U was.
Very good information to have.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah. What does it say? It ain't 1999 anymore. He's like, what? What? What did you say? How did you know?
Who have you spoken to?
Well, listen, go get the U sweatshirt, the U Up sweatshirt. And listen, I got some dates, people, jaredfried.com. I'm coming to West Nyack, New York. And these are, someone messaged me. They're like, these are multiple shows. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a lot of these clubs, they do multiple shows. West Nyack, New York, Philadelphia, PA, Sacramento, California, Hartford, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, Omaha, Columbus, Dayton. Bring your friends. Bring the whole group chat. I do stand up for everybody. And the whole point is to laugh. So you guys will come. You'll laugh. You'll have a good time. Are we ready, Jordana?
I'm ready. Let's go for it. Okay.
What are we talking about?
Today we're talking about awkward sex and if it can be a deal breaker. I'm just going to get right into this email because we got some text to interpret.
Let's do it.
Dear Jordana and Jared, feather, let's get into it. Here's the situation. I matched with a guy on Hinge September 1st. We had a brief conversation, but it fizzled. I didn't respond. We then matched on Tinder at the end of September. No immediate conversation resulted from that match. Sounds just very promising.
I love the second match, no conversation. Just like, yep, still hot. All right, Good luck.
I feel like that does. This happens. This is how it's done these days.
I have to tell you a story. I recently matched with someone on one app, then matched with them on another app. Then we started talking. We're having a nice conversation. I said, here, okay, take my number for drinks. And then they text me and they go, oh my God, we have gone out for drinks 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I have our past text. But the text came up from blank Tinder.
Oh, wow. So you matched on an app 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Three different matches. So we matched on one app in 2021. Matching an app in 2021. Matching an app like a week later. Same year. And then text. And we figure out that we had matched on Tinder in like 2013.
That's so funny. Did you go out?
Not yet. She has
all the
old...
Did you go out back then?
We went out. Yes. The bar okay. we went to is closed.
Do you remember...
But she has, you know, I get my text on my phone erase after a year. I have it set. So,
okay.
Because for memory, you know, on my phone, I remember I was like losing memory. I was like, what's a good way to clear up space in your phone? You can have your text delete after a year. So all I have is blank Tinder. Like I have her name and Tinder in my phone with no text previously. She has our conversation.
That's so funny. So you're going to go out again?
I think so.
Maybe this time. You mean it's been, I would say, 8 years. Why not?
Things can change. Well, that's a little different. I mean, I'm a little worried. It is funny that the women I've told this story, they're like, this is our story page. And like, to me, I'm like, well, we tried, but you're right. 8 years is a long time.
Right. People change a lot in 8 years. If you said it was like, last year, I would say, okay.
Yeah. No.
8 years, I'm like interested to, I'm now invested in.
I mean, I can't believe that we outlasted the bar we went to. We went to a bar. I go, where did we go?
You don't even remember what she looks like?
I mean, we both didn't remember what each other looked like. I mean, unless, I don't know how honest she's being, but I'm going to take her at face value, of course.
So funny.
You know?
Okay.
But this idea of matching on multiple apps and not talking, and I've done these things. I'm doing these things. So, and then I'm not, I guess there is part of the reason we're going out or would go out again is just the curiosity. Like, what happened?
Right. Well, it would suck if it's like you walk in and then the first 5 minutes you're like, oh, yeah, now I remember.
Well, she goes, it was so funny. She goes, I was like, where did we go? She goes, Terroir. Do you remember that wine bar?
Yes.
It was in Murray Hill?
Definitely been on many dates there. Yes.
It was a date spot.
Wine bar.
I was like, yeah, it's a wine bar.
It's like the wine bar in Murray Hill.
I was pulling the same tricks.
That's so funny.
I was like, it was one of those, you're like, I was embarrassed and not embarrassed at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh my God, this is so-
It's a 2013 time capsule to go on a date at Terroir.
Totally. I was like, and I said to her, I was like, great bar. Good choice, Jared. Good job, 2013, Jared. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can match on multiple apps even 8 years later and not remember each other. So,
we'll see if it's the... I'm going to need you to text me after this date just to find out how everything went.
I have to go. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yes. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold,
can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
So let's get back to the email.
All right. So this emailer, no immediate conversation resulted from that match. Fast forward to early November and he messages me on Tinder asking to get a drink. I agree, but was out of town at the time and his mom was in town. We plan a date for a week later, but we're in constant contact the whole time. First date comes and is great. Second and third dates follow, and each one better than the last. We have common interests, shared political beliefs, same morals and values, etc. Okay, first of all, you can't tell if you have the same morals and values after three dates. But
I agree.
I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Then
she's excited.
Yes. Then it's Thanksgiving. Again, I'm out of town and he has a family in town. But again, we're in constant contact during phone calls and FaceTimes. Fourth date after the holidays, dinner at his place, and we have sex for the first time. Unfortunately, it was a very awkward experience. I think we both built it up so much that it was a huge letdown. The day after, we spoke on the phone and both agreed that it was a weird night, but we were still good. He then became distant, so I asked him about it, and the conversation went as follows. So let's do the screenshots, and then I'll finish the email.
Okay, and this is after they had an awkward sexual experience.
Fourth date, had sex. She didn't say what happened.
But she said it was awkward. Both parties agreed, and we know it was consensual. We just don't know what the awkwardness was, but it just didn't work. It seems very innocent.
Seems like it didn't flow.
Okay. So you're her.
Both mutually acknowledged. I feel like that is rare to have like a mutually acknowledged that was bad sex conversation.
Totally. And also it's rare to not be like, you know, if she wrote in like he couldn't come, he couldn't get hard. Like those are all things that can happen. I don't know what went down here, but it feels like if they're both on board for this was awkward, I get, you know, that can happen too. But it isn't.
It would be helpful, I think, to have a little more context about what made it awkward. But
true,
it's okay. We'll continue without it.
We're professionals here.
Exactly. Okay. Can I ask you something?
Good morning. Yeah, sure. Goes right into good morning.
He's like, fuck. Not damn today.
Damn it. How about a good morning?
It is always embarrassing when you ask someone something and then they like reply with the pleasantry that you clearly didn't do. This happens a lot at like work where I'm like, could you send me the file? They're like, good morning. Yeah, of course. I'm like, and now I feel like an asshole.
It does feel like they're going, good morning.
You know, right.
Yeah. But also,
what do we say?
In this scenario, it's like, can I ask? She's like, let's get into it. And he's like, okay, first, I'm a nice guy. Good morning. You know, because he's been being, you know, he's pulling away.
He knows what's coming.
It's coming. So good morning. Yeah, sure.
I just want to check in and see how you're feeling. There's been a weird vibe between us since Tuesday, and I don't really know what to make of it. I still really like you, but I feel like you're not that into it, which is fine, but I would just like to know.
I think you're a great girl and great personality, beautiful and more. But the other night just felt kind of weird. Don't get me wrong. I wanted to have sex as much as you probably, but now it just feels like it was so rushed. Not sure I'm into it as much.
Okay, so do you want to keep talking and see if we can move forward or just call it good?
For right now, maybe just call it good. I don't want to be leading you on if we feel differently. Also, last week when I said I was super busy and didn't have time to talk, I was telling the truth. I wasn't ignoring you on purpose.
Well, you know how I feel, so if your feelings change at all, let me know. I hope you have a good trip.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So then I'll finish the email. She said, I've been on the app since then, but honestly, I can't stop thinking about the original guy. Is it worth sending a text to see if he wants to try again? Or do I just leave it since I already left the door open? Any ideas on what could have gone wrong? Was it really just the bad sex, or was he not that interested and the bad sex was just the final straw? Any and all insight is appreciated.
This is a tough one because we don't know what happened as far as the sex is concerned. He is pretty straight up with her. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting that he says that he felt they rushed it. Like, to me, that's the bullshit part.
That's bullshit. I agree with
right?
you. Because, and she said in her email, and I believe her, that, you know, they were anticipating it. Like,
right.
I think that to me cues we've talked sexually together. There was a vibe. What do you think is going on here?
I'm like a little, I mean, to me, it seemed like he might be using the established awkwardness of it all almost as an out,
mm-hmm.
where it seems like someone, I mean, it's weird because it seems like it took them a while to even go out, and then it seemed like they were like having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know, I mean, from being on this podcast with you for so many years, that sometimes after sex, you can evaluate that men tend to evaluate things a little more clearly. And he thinks, okay, if we still continue seeing each other, then it becomes like we're seriously dating, and might have just used this awkwardness of however the sex went as an excuse. And to me, he might have done it either way.
Yeah, I don't see, that's where I'm like kind of stuck, if he had done it either way. To me, when they both agree on like the awkwardness, you know, then I can see how you're having a great time, and then you see we just aren't a sexual match. And
okay,
like that can be a reason to end something. And as horrible as that sounds, because I know, you know, she's even saying you can work on it together if you really like each other. And I do think where you're right is where you say, is it worth even working on if I'm not even kind of sold on this to begin with?
Right. Where it's like she might have thought like, oh, it's on, and he might have thought it's fine, and then like I'm down to hook up, and then like the hookup was fine. I'm trying to think about what would make a bad sexual experience if you both really liked each other and were into it.
Yeah.
Like, I assume it would have to be something not functioning properly, because for me anyway, I feel like if I'm really into someone and they're pretty into me, like, it's usually pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you. I guess that's why this is so tough, because it's like, it's hard to imagine that things were great, great, great. Then they get in the bedroom and they don't know how to dance. You know, like, it doesn't, usually if you're going on dates and it's fun. And also, her writing, again, the anticipation. So that means, mm-hmm. when you talk about anticipation, that means sex has been talked about at the very least, or like, you know, there's been kissing, I would assume, you know? So
yeah,
you kind of like, to me, a kiss can tell you a lot. Like, it can give you the story about how you two will vibe. I think a kiss can really, like, you know, is more transferable than people even want to believe. But
I agree. I think it displays sexual chemistry. I think in the first place you see it is in a kiss, for sure.
So how did they see it in a kiss? How did they see it in a restaurant? How did they see it, you know, and then all of a sudden it just fell apart. I'm trying to think of what could have happened.
Right. To me, it sort of hints at like a, maybe like a, like it was quick, a premature thing?
I mean, I've come quickly, and the only one it seemed to be awkward was for me. You know, it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. Even if that happened, I still think you would be like into other things you could do sexually, and like it'd be like fine.
Also, it would be explained differently. It would be, yeah, he came quickly. I had a fun time, right. But then, you know what I mean? Like, or they didn't do any foreplay and they just went straight to like sex and it just happened. Maybe that's where the rushed parts comes in. I mean, but that's
maybe he
also
means like
it was
physically rushed.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm saying you think that there's a chance that it was because of the sex, actually.
I do think that because he said it, and your point is fair, where it's like, because it was said, now it can be said, you know,
right.
because both of us agreed, now I can use it as my excuse. That's the key to get out of the house that we're in.
Well, that's why I was kind of like, because like there's if all else was great and he's because I feel like most of the time you wouldn't use sex as a reason to end it, like, oh, the sex was bad, so I'm gonna like no longer interested.
That's totally the point that I'm saying. Like, it's such a but if it was established in the bedroom that that wasn't great, then
right.
You couldn't.
Well, that's
go,
why I'm like, this is the only thing that they've already discussed was bad.
Yeah. I mean, it comes back to now she's comparing him against the one thing she does in the end of her email that she should beware of is, I've been on the app since then, but honestly, I can't stop thinking about the original guy. Like, you're comparing him to people you're not into on the apps. Like, that's not really a fair comparison. Right.
And you also, another thing to remember is that you also don't really know him. Even though you know him better than the people you've seen on the apps, you still don't really know him. Like I said that when I was reading the email, like, you can't say you have the same like morals and values and like common interests, shared political beliefs, and same morals and values are not things that make a good relationship necessarily. They're things that like help make the relationship easier, but like... Mm. That's not, I think you could say like, oh, we had this huge connection. We were like, I don't think you really can tell that after four dates either. So she might be putting him on a pedestal.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely. You don't know him. You're comparing him against other people that you don't know as well, but you think less of. And she asked if she should send him a text. Do you think so?
I think she did a really good job. And this often happens. It's funny because like I remember being in this position too, where it's like this often happens where you're like, okay, like I'm going to send the text that's like the right thing to do, like the healthy thing to do. And she sent that text. Like that was her first text to him. And I think she did a great job with that. And then what happens sometimes is you don't get the answer you want from that text and you feel shitty. And then it's a few days and you feel kind of lonely and you're comparing and you're seeing, you know, people that you don't like on the apps, no one you're particularly interested. And then you start to get lonely and then it kind of clouds your judgment and you're like, maybe like I should just reach out. Like maybe I shouldn't have said something. Maybe like this weird withholding thing he was doing was better than like being all alone or not going on any dates. And I think that's what's happening here. And I relate to the feeling. So I understand where she's coming from, but I think to do so is to eliminate the progress that you're making. And you did she did a really, really good job of like asking what was up.
And she did a great job of saying, she said, well, you know how I feel. So if your feelings change, let me know. Like he's got the open line of communicate. Like if it was him texting you and then you asking us, should I even try? I would say yes.
Right.
But the idea, you left the door open for him to come back and he is not doing that.
Right.
So whether it was about the bad sex or not about the bad sex or whatever it was, I mean, it doesn't even matter. Jordana, you and I are sitting here like being like, well, it's either that he used the sex as an excuse or it was a real issue for him. And right. It's like in both scenarios,
either way,
it doesn't matter. It's over. And it was over somewhat nicely. And you let him know, I am still somewhat interested if you make the effort coming back. Like, there's a way for him to come back very easily that could make you feel good about it. And he's just not doing that.
Yeah. And I think to text him is to just, it might make you feel better like in the second that you get a response, but it's really just prolonging the like discomfort and like the shitty feeling that you feel now. You'll just continue to feel it for longer. If you do this, you're just going to push it back more. If that makes sense.
I totally agree. And let's say worst case scenario seems like a good scenario. Worst case scenario, he's like, hey, how have you been? Oh, I've been good. You know what? We should go. Let's go out this week. And then you go out and then you get to sex again. And he realizes after sex again that he doesn't want to be in this thing. And now you've gone, you've done the,
you're on the carousel. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, right. this is, we want to get off the carousel. And I know it's hard to, I hate saying this, but like, he still has your number and he's not using it.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge part of it. Because like, again, then it's kind of like, you have to think in your own head, like, is this a situation that's going to get me, is texting this person going to get me closer to what I want, actually want? And the answer to me is most definitely no. There's a shot in hell that that's wrong. But like, I think looking at it objectively, like, chances are no. And so I think it's a better use of your focus and your efforts to focus on continuing to date people who are interested and who have your number and are texting you than the other way around.
Absolutely. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. You want to play a game?
Let's do it.
J&J's Final Say. I love that name.
It's great.
So we're going to give our opinions and settle the debate on the closest IG polls of the week. So Maddie puts up these polls on UUPpod Instagram, at UUPpod, and we're going to go to the ones that are the closest. So I'll read the first one. You ready, Jordana?
I'm ready.
So the question was your dating rules. And then someone wrote in, if they don't initiate drinks after 2 days of texting, I'm out. And then it was the options for the poll were follow it or fuck it.
I think this one is like, okay, I think if neither of you initiates a plan after 2 days of texting, then you should be out because neither of you really wants to go on the date. But I think if they don't and you want to go on the date, you initiate a date. And then if they don't immediately get on board with that, then you should be out. But like, I don't think it's like you have to wait for the person, the other person to do it.
I'm a lady and I shall have a Dove deliver date invitation for me to go out. Yeah, I'm there's a little bit of you're being too precious here. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I think if you ask someone after 2 days of texting out and they're not down to set up a time, then it's you could be out. That,
I'm with you. Fuck it if the option for drinks has been brought up and it hasn't been made after 2 days, it's time to fuck it. But if the like sometimes you can bring up the option of day, oh well, I'm away this week, we'll do next week. Yeah, if you, once you're working on it, you're working on it.
Yeah. I think if it's like if the plan isn't being worked on after 2 days, fine to leave.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Love dogs, but if you have a solo pic of your dog, I'm not swiping right. Agree or disagree?
I mean, I disagree.
I think first pick, fine. Agree. Fourth pick.
You agree. I'm just saying, this isn't about whether it's a good profile or not. I've seen bad profiles that I'm attracted to enough to swipe right.
Even if the first picture that you saw, you would still look at more pictures if the first picture was a dog?
I gotta know what's going on. I'm curious.
How'd this dog get on this dating app?
Who's this chick that owns this dog? I gotta see. Like, I don't know. I understand if it's like, I understand the dog thing with a guy is a little bit like, what you trying to get at here? What are you trying to pull? Like, you trying to get me in? It's like the cheese with a mouse. They're like, there's gotta be a trap here if he's showing me a cute dog. If I saw it from a woman, I'm not feeling the same, you know, terror or the same ambiguity. Do you know what I mean?
Assuming that all the other pictures are not the dog.
Yeah. If there's a solo pic of a dog on their profile, I wouldn't even think twice, but that's my privilege as a guy dating, I think, that I'm not thinking like where I'm going to be tricked next.
I would be fine if the dog was like the fourth or fifth picture. In the first picture, I probably wouldn't even look at the rest
of the
profile.
You're done. You're out. Yeah. You've wasted my time.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe there are girls who are like, I love dogs so much that I want to click this profile to see if there's more pictures of dogs.
But
that's not me.
But that's why he's doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Listen, we solved dating again, Jordana, didn't we?
I'm so proud of us. Another week, another great episode.
Always. And listen, people, keep sharing. Send it to that group chat. Rate, review, subscribe. And we'll be back on Wednesday.
Yes, we will see you Wednesday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.